Authorities are searching for a suspect in the murder of a young woman, Kate Edwards, who was burned alive in a fiery explosion. Sources tell us the threat assessment unit of the LA Police Department has been called in to supervise the case, and no other details have been released regarding the ongoing investigation.
We're almost done.
She hasn't been here very long. The place is barely lived in. Her mail goes to a mail center. She's been hiding from someone.
Because she was terrified.
How so?
In the bathroom, she has a clear shower curtain so no one can hide behind it. A platform bed close to the ground so no one can hide under it. She didn't feel safe, hadn't in a long time. Look at this room. For an interior designer, it's not feng shui at all. The bed should be on this wall, facing the door, no? But it's over here because she sleeps on the left side of the bed. Note the cluttered side table on her side, facing the door. To watch for a shadow. The footsteps of her stalker to appear under the door. She had trouble sleeping, but refused to take sleeping pills. There's a full prescription from a year ago inside the medicine cabinet. She was too afraid to sleep.
And her stalker?
It's a man. Let's face it. The violence of burning someone alive has us men written all over it. He likes role-playing. He wants his fantasy, so he breaks into her apartment while she's gone, sleeps in her bed, eats her food, watches her TV, lives in her world. He would leave little clues so she would know he was here, or just to make her crazy.
What set him off? The predator you described suffers from erotic fixation. He likes the journey. He doesn't want it to end. Why kill her?
I don't know yet. But I impressed you a little bit, didn't I?
There's a neighbor, Troy Gunn. They were good friends.